Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in Three Body Problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver 5 times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the seven-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses.
When the pandemic started, I was feeling blue. I missed the outside world and didn't know what to do. When they postponed The Bachelorette, I lost my mind. How dare they fuck with the last vestige of normal times? Then I found Pace Case and Bachelor Clues and Weekly Creatures. It was straight up serotonin coming through my speakers. Talking recaps on Tuesday, that's sweet play-by-play. Thursday screams from the pit could never scare me away. Cause I've been glorified. I've tumbled into the pit. I've never felt more alive. Cause I've been glorified. This professional era, everything's fair game, but it would make Clues' year to see a Unity play. There's no end to the tricks, producers pull out their hat, promoting racists, misogynists, and men like that. Now give us the ting tapes, you fucking cowards. These folks have already scrubbed the dock for hours and hours. The goat may still be unknown after hyper binges, but thanks to TikTok, the king of cringes. Beep, beep, beep. Never felt so alive, and I've been glorified. Again, I've been glorified. I've tumbled into the pit. I've never felt so alive, and I've been glorified.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues. And what you just heard was humbling, to say the least, when we received that beautiful piece of work in our email.
That was sent in by Tom and Bertie Andrews. No Instagram account to speak of.
Bold way to live.
But we cannot thank Tom and Bertie Andrews enough for what is essentially a Game of Roses theme song.
Yes.
We received via email from the Andrews family there that they were going to do. Their intentions were to make a Went to the Gym, Went to the Party cover, and instead this came out. And we are just blown away by it. I mean, it was beautiful.
I teared up. It was so nice. They were like, happy birthday, Pace Case. We made you this song instead. I've been glorified. I've tumbled into the pit. I've never felt more alive because I've been glorified. I mean, it just, it's catchy. It was so good. I loved it.
As did I. And all of the other Went to the Gym, Went to the Party covers that we're getting are also fantastic. We have so many of them now. So many of them are fucking great. Thank you to everybody who is sending them in. We're probably going to be playing those for the next 10 years. We have so many of them and they're all so good. But today we obviously had to play Tom and Bertie Andrews' glorified theme song. It's just, I don't know. I'm blown away by it. Honestly, I don't even know what to say about it. I'm just like,
it was so beautiful. The Pit is so musically talented. There's a lot of very creative people, and I'm very humbled that they made the time to do that. Sent us the lyrics too. We'll post those in the show notes. Thanks, Andrews's.
So, as you can see, this show's off to a bang, and it's only going to get better, because what we have planned for you today is the first installment in a 3-week series leading into night one of season 17 of The Bachelorette, starring Katie Thurston as our 18th crown. This week is going to be an in-depth dive into the Instagrams of the first 18 players of the 34 that have been announced as potential players in season 17. Next week, we're going to do the back half of those players. And then the week immediately before Katie Thurston's first night one, we are going to break down what to expect in a night one. All of the components of what is statistically the most difficult night, the most difficult round to survive of our beloved game every season. But we're starting this drum roll up to what we believe is going to be the most historic season in the history of the beloved game right now with this deep dive into the first 18 players.
The first half of Katie Thurston's players begins now. First up, we have Aaron Clancy, age 26, from Walnut, California, an account exec at Health IQ. Clancy's Instagram is Aaron R. Clancy. He has 2,514 followers.
And immediately when you go into this Instagram, his bio reads, "Don't sweat the small stuff. It's all small stuff." Couldn't agree more. He has one highlight. It is called lifting. This man likes to lift him some weights. And we're going to see evidence of that throughout his Instagram, which has 125 posts. There are multiple videos, multiple still images of this man in a gymnasium doing massive amounts of weight. Squatting, bench pressing, military pressing.
He's sweating big stuff.
He is jacked, as you might imagine. I mean, jacked.
He is jacked. He is cut. He's fit. This is a fit man.
He's got a lot of beach images. He's definitely a surfer, definitely a California type dude. He's got some stuff hanging out with friends. I mean, predominantly it's beach and weights. That's what I'm getting from his Instagram mainly.
Yeah, it's kind of like if DeMar Jackson also went to the ocean.
He's got a couple of In-N-Out burgers.
286 weeks ago, he posted a photo of him shirtless with three other gentlemen, and let's just say he's knocking them out of the water. He's got 10 abs.
He's got a picture of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles eating some pizza, and that's about it. I'm not getting like a a strong vibe from this guy personality-wise, other than really likes working out and is jacked. That seems to be his personality to me.
Yeah.
Which isn't bad. We've seen players go a long way. Luke Parker, to some degree, was that on Hannah Brown's season. I mean, he also had the Christian thing going for him and villain thing, ultimately. We don't know if this man will become a villain or not, but...
He's doing the... What is it when you're like... It's like a little board, not a surfboard. Like wave skimming. He's got a tiny little baby surfboard and is doing that sport.
Well, I'm sure we're going to see him shirtless as...
Ooh, he's got Instagram stories today. He is drinking a beer at Bayside Landing.
I'm 100% positive we are going to see this man without his shirt as soon as he can make that happen. It might be night one.
Maybe a limo exit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure about his lasting power. I don't know if I have any predictions for this man. I'm seeing mid-season floater.
Oh, Clues wrote here, college swimmer. Maybe he'll be teaching some swim classes to the guys in the New Mexico pool.
I mean, this is really something that is, to me, a little sad about the bubble seasons. Is a guy like this, he's got certain skills that we're just not going to see, certain strengths that are not going to be usable because he's landlocked. He's in New Mexico for the entirety of this thing. And yeah, maybe he can go to a pool or whatever. But a dude like this, I think, thrives on the dates where you're on a yacht somewhere out in an exotic location. You get to dive into the water. You get to be on a beach. That's where this man needs to be.
Yeah.
And he's just not going to do it. Now, I don't know if he's athletic or not. Swimming is definitely a certain type of athleticism. But I'm talking about like eye-hand coordination, you know, combat sports, forced violence. The dude is jacked. I think he's generally going to be good at any group date that requires that, but I don't know. We'll see.
I don't feel like he's good enough at social media for Katie Thurston, who is, I think, on track to become a social media juggernaut.
Yeah, I agree. His stuff it's very just kind of first of mind. Here's a picture of me throwing up some weights. There's not a lot of influencer vibe going on here. But good luck to you, Aaron Clancy. Moving on now to the number two player on our list. His name is Andrew Milkovic. He's 31. He's Filipino and Croatian. From Walnut Creek, California, he's an attorney. And his Instagram is at soymilk, spelled SOYMILC. He has 1,843 followers, and he has his law degree from Pepperdine University. His Instagram bio reads, former pro water polo player, current attorney for the people, future semi-pro beach napper. He has highlights on his Instagram that says pole times, quarantines, good times, and tie times. So he at least has a theme there going with his times. His Instagram is, it's okay. It's a lot of like kind of candid type stuff. He's got some posts in here of his brother who looks like just recently had a baby in July of last year. He's got some Halloween pics where he's dressed up like a pumpkin. A Halloween for the people, it says. So that's the second reference I've seen in his Instagram to the phrase for the people or of the people. Might be a catchphrase he's going to try to pull out on us.
He's coached a women's water polo group.
Looks like he's an outdoorsy, beachy type as well. His oldest brother was in the U.S. Navy Academy. His middle brother served in the Navy as a dentist. And his dad is retired Navy. So we got a lot of strong military vibes going on here. Andrew Milkovic for the people. He's standing next to some big block letters that say OCDA. So I guess he must work for the DA's office. Top cop type stuff.
His Instagram, it's not curated. But he seems well-rounded, I would say. Got some travel pics. It feels early to say, but I think he can do very well. I would like to see video. He's doing some Instagram polls. So he's starting to work on that engagement. Hot take, coronavirus is just the spicy flu. He's doing a push-up challenge during quarantine.
He looks like he was a bit of a partier in college. I've gone way back in his Instagram to the first post, and there's quite a few where he's kind of open mouth screaming at the camera, holding beers at big like beach parties, you know, tie loosened around his neck with a bunch of dudes with beers, that type of stuff. Got his Pepperdine University Bachelor of Arts, Economics, and Political Science degree as a post. I don't know. I don't get strong vibes from this guy. He seems like a lawyer who likes the beach, a California type dude. We'll see. Good luck to you, Andrew Milkovich. Moving on. Our third player on today's list is Andrew Spencer. He's 26. He's from Waukegan, Illinois. He's a pro football player. He's got 4,047 followers, and he's the cousin of somebody you might know, Clay Harbor.
Shut the front door. We've got some nepotism.
I'm sure it didn't hurt him to be related to somebody who's been in the show and had a pretty deep run on a Paradise season. He plays pro football, by the way, in Vienna, not in America. So he has a little bit of worldliness to him. And I think that story is probably going to feature heavily in whatever kind of character he is presenting. Not only am I a pro football player, I do in Vienna.
I'm seeing a picture from February 15th, 2020. Included in it is Clay Harbor, is famous floater Dustin Kendrick, and Amber James, who was on Chris Soule's season. Throwback. Then she came back for Ben Higgins' season.
He's got a lot of shirtless beach partying pics. He's also got a lot of football pics. He only has 67 posts, but it seems like football is a huge piece of his identity, as is beach partying. It's very similar to the first Instagram we looked at, Aaron Clancy, but instead of weightlifting, it's football replacing the non-beach pictures. You know, I think he's going to do about as good as Clay. I think we're going to see a kind of repeat late main season washout floater type game from him. It's just the vibe I'm getting, only because I'm looking at this picture of him and Clay Harbor standing next to each other, and I'm like,
You're like, he has a Clay Harbor vibe. I don't know what it is. I mean, look, he's pictured with multiple different ex-players. He's mostly alone in his most recent posts. I mean, I just think the people that are trained by players, they do very well.
Well, he's going to know what to expect in the game for sure. Because Clay, if you'll remember, at least on Bachelor in Paradise, got completely fucked over by the producers. He was dating Bibiana, and then they bring in night one guy, Christian, I can't remember his last name. That guy was
Ronaldo.
It was Christian Ronaldo. They brought him in. Yeah. Cristiano Ronaldo.
Weirdly, he was a night one guy, even though he has so many followers.
Whatever that guy's name was, I forget. It's Christian something. They brought him in to basically be a human torpedo for Clay and Bibiana. It started to work. And then, of course, Mayor of Paradise Jordan Kimball stepped in, took the hit, and both him and Christian were excommunicated from the island for fighting.
I don't know. He looks like he's charming. He's got a picture with his mom, giving her a little hug, and I want to see video. Where do I find that? There's only a video of him playing football.
I think he's going to do okay. I just don't foresee playoffs for him. I think late game regular season is going to be where he winds up.
Like top 10?
Yeah, top 10.
Well, good luck to you, Andrew Spencer. Next up on our list is another athlete, Austin Tinsley. He is 25. He is from Mission Viejo, California. He maybe works in real estate. His Instagram is Austinsley, AUSTINSLEY. It reads real estate, journey to my higher self, upward chart emoji. His Instagram story says he's listening to J. Cole on repeat.
He's got 1,111 followers coming into our beloved game. He is a former D1 track star from San Diego State. His Instagram has...
Look at this scrub.
9 posts.
This, by the way, is a trend that I saw with many of these rookie players. The scrubs are getting deeper and deeper. Bare bones posts.
This man has 9 posts. We are going to describe each of them to you in detail because these are selected for reasons. When you've got 9 posts, you're making a statement with each one. The first post, or most recent post, is a picture of Austin completely shirtless, maybe fully nude, because the picture is cropped at his waist. We see nothing below that, but there are no clothes anywhere in this photo. He is wearing a chain.
Probably not nude, as he appears to be at a gym.
I don't know what kind of gym that is. There are exercise balls behind him. He is...
Are there nude gyms?
Have to be. There have to be nude gyms. And he's probably working out at one. I'm going to say that's 100% lock. Austin is standing, possibly nude, but at the very least shirtless. He is wearing a chain. He has in his earbuds. He is looking off camera. He's not looking at us. There's no parasocial gaze here. He's looking at something else, potentially himself in the mirror. And the man is jacked. As you might imagine, veins are popping. There's not an ounce of body fat on this guy.
The main theme, I would say, is veins of this photo.
And the caption is, work going up like a crescendo, violin emoji. Now, for his next picture, he got some clothing on. It's him standing next to another guy. And they're in suits. One man is in a tuxedo, probably the man getting married. He is in a suit with a cross dangling over the tie, and it reads, 25, more grateful to surround myself with family and friends that teach me each day what it means to be a success. Bag season, Kobe year. Maybe this isn't a wedding. It seems like it has to be, though, right? That caption is just so strange to not include wedding.
The caption is like, it's my birthday, but I just posted a nice photo of us in tuxes.
Okay, I'll buy that.
That's unrelated. But yeah, it does appear to be there at a wedding. This is great. You know, your first two photos, you're seeing shirtless, what he might be at the pool. You're seeing tux, what he might be at final rose ceremony. You got the little Christian element. 25, though. That is young.
And then post number 3, we're back to the gym. It is a picture.
Yes.
Of Austin in a baseball cap, and he is sitting on a workout bench about to do some military press with dumbbells. He's got the legs on, he's got the dumbbells on his legs. He's about to kick them up to get into that pose to do his military press. The caption reads, happy but never satisfied. And if you slide over to the next slide, he's completed the military press. The dumbbells are now over his head. He's done the exercise. Mm-hmm. And his arms are bulging, as you might imagine.
How's the form? How's his paint can form?
It's pretty good. And this is a clothed gym. He is wearing a shirt, and there's a guy behind him wearing both shirt, pants, and shoes. So this is not the new gym that we saw him in earlier.
Right. What is this shirt, by the way? It's 19. It's like an American flag, but instead of stars, there's a 19 number.
I have no idea what that is.
His fourth photo, he is once again clothed. He's in a t-shirt, pulling his chain, looking off camera. Caption reads, black spade.
That's kind of a cool guy pose, like check me out. The next one down, well, we're at the beach, and you might guess Austin ain't got no shirt on.
He's nude.
It's cropped.
He's at a nude beach now.
It's once again cropped so that you
100% he's at a nude beach. This man is a nudist.
I'm looking at the picture. He's naked in it. He might have on shorts. I don't know, but he doesn't have on a shirt, and he's cropped it so that he looks naked, and he is once again looking off camera into the distance. And it says, been a minute, sun emoji. The next post down looks to potentially be like an older photo from college when he was a track star. It says, track on my mind, 24/7 in the caption, and he is wearing kind of a track suit shirt. He's got on a headband, and he's holding a relay baton. So he is getting ready mm-hmm. to do some kind of a relay race, or maybe he's just completed it. Maybe he's practicing.
Could that be a stand-in for MJ the Vibrator?
That is actually a great limo exit. I just want to give you the baton, and now it's up to you.
Mm-hmm.
Passing of the baton. Do it. He's already done it.
Bring this back to me at the cocktail party.
Exactly.
I mean, built-in interaction.
His next post is a three-slide post. He is in a graduation cap and gown. The caption reads, "Eit den," with a peace sign emoji. The first picture has him in the cap and gown. The second picture has him in the cap and gown walking with
a lady. Did he leave an X on his curated Instagram?
I don't know if it's an X or a friend. I don't know if she's his sister. I don't know who this person is to him, but she is in it and she is tagged. And
oh, I think it might be a sibling because she has a photo with him that says Tinsley Kids.
There you go. It's probably
so
sister.
So maybe... Yeah.
And then the last photo, it looks like him with his arm about to go around his mom. And this is obviously his graduation day.
Yeah, she posted, he did it, hashtag proud sister, of his graduation day.
The next photo is Austin in a track suit once again, smiling with an ear pod in one ear. It says Hornets track and field. Now, I don't know if this is college. I don't know if this is high school. The caption is only a diamond emoji. Back in 2017, probably college if he's 25 years old. And then the first picture in his series, the ninth of these, was from May 23rd, 2015. So we know there has been deep scrubbing of this Instagram account. And mm-hmm. it says, it's a picture of him with his arm around his sister. And it says, proud of my sister graduating college today. A bunch of emojis. Why not Lego? And he is clothed in this photo.
Mm-hmm. It's a clothed graduation.
So we're getting from this, the things that are important to him are track, family, and nudity.
And looking off to the side.
And looking off to the side, peering into the future. I don't know about Austin Tinsley. There's not a lot of information in these photos.
Mm-mm.
The fact that he has done a deep scrub leads me to believe maybe he makes a deep run. He might be preparing for influencer life here.
Ooh, he's got some highlights. He says 24 hours to live. He's going to rob casinos. Take that money. Go to a fourth casino. Put it all on red. Swiss bank account. Then it cuts out.
He's got a bunch of gym highlights as well. It's just him doing workouts.
After watching his videos to camera, I am thinking this may not be the romantic match for Katie Thurston.
That doesn't matter, though. Is he good on camera? Like, that's one audience. He may have a bad first audience game, but how's his second? How's his third? How's his fourth? Third is really the one that matters if you have a bad first, because they decide how long mm-hmm. you stay in the game.
Well, good luck, Austin Tinsley.
That scrub, that down to 9 posts, and like the first one is from 2015. I don't know how many posts he had on here prior to this, but like, I'm guessing he deleted like 100 posts or archived
hundreds.
Them.
Yeah.
That to me says something that like, A, what's in those fucking posts? Show us the missing posts. Or he's very aware that he's going to make a deep run and try to capitalize off of it.
Reveal the archived fully nude photos.
That's what it was. It was 100 pictures of just complete nudity. Yeah. Like, I better archive these.
This episode is brought to you by FanDuel. Football is back. And the best bet you can make is downloading the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It doesn't matter if you're new to gambling or an old pro. FanDuel has something for everyone. And as an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you know your bets are safe. There's also never been a better time to use FanDuel, because right now, you'll get up to $1,000 back if your first bet doesn't win. You can even turn a small wager into a big payday with a same-game parlay bet. Just sign up with the promo code Spotify to place your first bet risk-free on FanDuel Sportsbook. Download FanDuel today. 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Next up, we have Bao Wu, 36-year-old from San Diego. He is a realist. His occupation is real estate and stocks. His Instagram is at Bauchowski, Bauchowski. He has 4,637 followers.
His caption reads, San Diego, real estate and stocks, fitness, boxing, nutrition, animals, dad to at Juno the Husky 20, and dad to Bucky the Tabby Cat. So, this
man. He has a cat thing.
He has a cat thing and a dog thing. His husky has 133 followers, 134 now. His Bucky the Tabby Cat has 250 followers, 251 now. And these are very cute cats. These are very well taken photos.
The cat has more followers. That's surprising.
The cat has a better Instagram. Sorry.
Yeah, that. 3 years old. You know what? Juno the Husky was born in October. Juno's got time to catch up.
But this is a man who, just right off the bat, is running two different Instagram accounts for his pets. We have that going in. That's at least what we know from the very beginning. Now let's take a look at his 186 posts.
Ooh, his first post, got microchipped today, emoji of a shot and a tear, hashtag I'm scared of needles. Certified Kaylee has commented, bad bitches get Pfizer. She was on Matt James's season. K York City from Betches is commenting, does that mean you're my boyfriend now or what? He said, only if you hold my hand for the second dose. So he is already doing Instagram flirting with people in the peripheral Bachelor universe. This man seems like a professional player to me.
I agree with you. I'm looking at his Instagram and it's real good. He's got a lot of straight on parasocial gaze. He is dressed in a wide variety of kind of Bachelor appropriate wear. He's got prerequisite shirt. List photos, and as you might expect, he is jacked. He's got a lot of pictures with his dogs, with his cats, with his buddies.
I mean, I think he's going to lean into this cat thing hard. He has a very symmetrical face.
He's kind of made for Instagram. His every picture, even this picture, he has a picture on here when he's a little kid. He's maybe like 10 years old.
I love this post.
Even in that post, he's doing a parasocial gaze. He's got a crazy haircut. He's wearing a little tie. And the caption says, happy hump day, y'all. Let's get that money. Fashion, freshman swag.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm handsome.
Damn, I'm handsome. And he's got a bowl cut. I love this post. It's hilarious.
There's a picture of him feeding a giraffe. He's traveled a lot. I like this guy very much. Zip lining. He's already done a bunch of like Bachelor kind of things in his life, it looks like. He's been to Bali. There he is posing and flexing. Again, he's jacked, as I mentioned. As are all of these guys,
though.
He loves
hump day. He's many hump day posts.
Yeah, this guy has a good Instagram. How many followers
Maybe
does he have? 4,600?
Cat-themed hump day limo exit.
Yeah, if he's smart, he will play up the cat thing. Here he is with the pigs in the ocean. Did he go to the same place that they had in...
Oh my gosh. Must be.
What season of that?
The Bahamas.
Was it in the Bachelor?
That's where they were. That was Ben Higgins season 20. He's got a little bit of a frat boy energy too. He's got some posts. Sundays are for the boys. What does MDW mean?
I don't know. I'm getting very strong vibes from him. I think he's going to do well.
Oh, Memorial Day weekend. I agree. I think. Was he cast for Claire's? I feel like I recognize him. I think he was a runner-up for Claire's.
To my knowledge, he was not, but I don't know. There are a couple of players we will get to who were, though. I think this guy is playoff bound. I firmly believe it. I mean, he's got stuff like
Final Four.
Aerial yoga. Mm-hmm. He's done. I mean, these are like things
he's
they're going to
be game for any date they throw at him.
Exactly.
He's going to be a champion.
Yes. He's just done all of these things.
Oh, he's playing the fucking piano? Oh, my God.
He seems game for stuff. He's always kind of smiling. It looks like he has a good time wherever he goes.
There's a picture of him lifting his mom. Workout for the day. Mom bicep curls. Hashtag curls for the girls. Cute.
I think this guy's going to dominate. I'm putting him in playoffs.
I agree.
Well, good luck to you, Bao. We are... Oh, look at this, though. He's 36. He's the oldest player in this first 18 group. I don't know if he's going to wind up being the oldest player in the entire season or not, or if that will even affect anything. But worth noting. Worth noting. Moving on. The next player on our list is a name you might have heard of. He is the 26th Bachelor, Blake Moynes. Blake Moynes is 30. He is from Burlington, Ontario, Canada. He's a wildlife manager. He comes into our beloved game with 138,000 followers. As I just mentioned, he is the future crown. He took home 8th place on Bachelorette season 16. And we know that he made a clay sculpture of his own genitals and was magically coaxed into an erection on a one-on-one date with Tayshia Adams.
I'll never forget Moynes' clay penis.
I famously said that I thought he had Bachelor vibes when we did this exact same episode last year for Claire's season. And now we know that he's coming back on this season. And I don't know how far he makes it, but stuff like that does get him back in that conversation if he can make a deep run. We now know that he's a verified account on Instagram. He's coming in with 138,000 followers. I don't know what the back half of these followers are going to be like. We're going to do that next week, but I have to imagine he's going to be the dominant Instagram player coming into the game.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we know he's a fucking player. He does his preseason work. He read those books for Claire Crawley and then shifted to Tayshia and still did well with Tayshia. I think he is top 6.
He crashed a group date that he wasn't even on during that season. I think he's going to maybe do some Nick Vial level game manipulations here. Now, the key is this, though. Is Katie Thurston going to allow that? Because in order to manipulate game in that regard, certainly that's a strong third audience game, which I think he'll probably have the best one, or at least he should have the best one, having gone through it already, knowing kind of what to expect. However, that kind of requires the first audience to be subservient to the third audience. It requires a lead to be super malleable so the producers can kind of do whatever they want. If you come in and try to run some game shit and the first audience is like, no, I don't think so, motherfucker. This is my show. You're sunk. So he's got to be a little careful there. And Katie Thurston, I think, is going to be the most powerful first audience we've ever seen. All that said, there have been some, how do you say, Instagram stories floating around. There was one of Katie Thurston that she posted where she was out on a dock surrounded by trees. This was the week after the show stopped shooting. There was another Instagram post posted by Blake Moynes where he was in some trees, and behind him, there was a little dock jutting out into a lake. Now, I'm not saying these were the same lake and trees, but I'm not saying they were different. This is a very small percentage chance that they were the same.
Oh, you think he could be ring winner?
I think it's a possibility, yes.
How does that conflict with your consultation with the Goracle about him being Bachelor Season 26?
Well, I was off by 1 degree, if that's the case.
Ring winner to crown is 1 degree off on the wheel.
Well, no, there are 3 objectives of our beloved game. Top 4, Then the next one up from that is Ring. The next one up from that is Crown. You know, I feel like that's in the ballpark at least.
You know what? His Instagram is, I would have thought it would be better.
I agree with you. I'm just looking back at it. I'm like, what has he done since his season?
It's chaotic.
Jack shit. There's nothing in it.
There's a possum. Ugh. That's not an aesthetic.
He's not a good social media player. He doesn't have a good parasocial gaze. He's got some animal stuff in there, but he's still kind of using it as a, just like a personal chronicle of, here's me and my friends. Here's something I did. He's not a good parasocial player, and you have to have that Mm-mm. skill if you want to capitalize on 138,000 followers. He could be doing spawn con right now. He's not.
At least not in his main grid. Cat life, dog life, he can play up that animal thing. I wonder if every single player on Thurston's season has a cat.
He's got a bunch of fucking weird animals, though, because he works in a wildlife preserve or whatever. He's like rolling around with possums and sloths and shit.
He was on he had all of the forced nudity group dates last season. I wonder if he'll play that up here.
Well, yeah. Sex positivity, I think, is going to be a big thing for Katie. And I think he, at least from what we've seen in Claire's season, like he fits into that.
Yeah, he's not afraid to get hard on camera.
Hey!
Next up, we have Brandon Torres. He is 26 from Mokena, Illinois. A question mark district manager for Toyota? Question mark. His Instagram is AmadosBa, AmadosEBA. He has 1,235 followers. His Instagram bio is written in Japanese, but then it says Chicago to Tokyo to New York City to little blank. He's got pictures covering his Instagram highlights. He's definitely working on this Instagram.
He studied in Spain and Japan, so I think, especially based on the Instagram bio being in Japanese, we're going to see an aloha, probably Japanese. He looks to be very into motorcycles, as there are kind of vanity pictures with him, for example, in a tuxedo standing by a Kawasaki Ninja. And it says, yes, this is my second life, Sean Connery as James Bond. There are multiple pictures of him posing with his motorcycle. There's one of him leaning up against it with a helmet on. The unnerved never started, and the frail falter along the way. That leaves us, is the caption. Many, many motorcycle. There's one of him in front of a car, riding around in my whip, riding around my home. And I'm not familiar with cars. This is some kind of a Toyota car. It does have a Toyota logo. There's him in a suit. Excelsior, it says.
We're going to see a motorcycle grandee, perhaps.
He's got kind of an anime hairstyle. Maybe his time in Japan has influenced his personal style.
This post from 34 weeks ago. He's with some suited dudes. It says, congratulations to our boy Coates, # we are Toyota. So he was Toyota as of September of this past year.
He's got a bunch of international car shows.
What are these highlights? Oh, he's with a pup.
What? Is that one with a bear? There's a picture of him just like chilling with a bear.
Oh, and now I see it. That's got to be a fake bear. I don't know.
He's got some dogs here. In his next highlight, he's reading Japanese. I think he's going to aloha. I'm going to make that prediction now. He's going everywhere. He's on his motorcycle. He's in Tokyo. He's going around Tokyo.
A lot of posts of this creature. Where is the creature's Instagram, though?
His Instagram is like, it's not as good as he wants it to be, you know? He's trying. You can tell that. Like, these posed pictures with the motorcycle and shit, he's trying. His parasocial gaze is not great. And even when he's issuing it, the photos that he's choosing don't highlight it. even on like the first photo that you see, he's in a tuxedo. He's in New York. He is giving us a parasocial gaze, but the vast majority of the picture is negative space. He's kind of cropped down into the lower right corner of it, and most of the picture is the blurry skyline of New York City behind him. It's just a mistake. He has some very weird composition choices in these, and I get like in some of the ones with the motorcycle, he wants to feature the motorcycle, but you can barely see him in them. There are almost no close-ups of his face.
Oh, he's shooting a gun in this one.
He needs some work on the gram. I'm seeing this guy, unfortunately, is maybe a night one. I just don't get strong vibes that he's going to be able to play the game well.
Yeah.
But time will tell. Congratulations to Brandon Torres for being selected into the game at all. That's a huge accomplishment in and of itself. Moving on, the next player on our list is Brendan Scanzano. He is 26. He is from Toronto, Ontario. He is a part-time model, but he also works at Scotiabank, which is basically like Bank of America of Canada. He has 9,348 followers, and a little research has found out that he's good friends with our next bachelor, Blake Moynes.
So we're going to have friends who already know each other in the game. When have we seen that?
Anna Brown, Kaylin Miller Key.
Yeah, not for several seasons.
His Instagram is the Brendan Quinn. So he's already sharing a the my name with Katie Thurston. They both follow that suit.
Good move.
His Instagram
should
is
I change
good.
To the pace case?
Yes. I'll be the Bachelor Clues. He's got some highlights of different places he's gone to. He has a dog named Chestnut. He's been to Prague. He's been to Pittsburgh. He's been to Texas.
He's got
world
some...
travel.
He's got a tattooed sleeve. He's got hand tattoos above his chest in sort of a exalting pose.
Blake Moyne's mother has liked many of his posts. He has kind of an 80s vibe to me, like an 80s high school movie villain type vibe.
Yeah, I can see the villain thing. He's just very slick. This parasocial gaze here from September 2018. Oh, Natasha Bessa's liked it. Okay, he's in the mix.
He's got like a real aggressive hairdo.
Yeah.
His Instagram is like... It's okay. It's again, it's just
okay.
Most of his parasocial gazes have on sunglasses, which is a bad thing to do. You want to be able to see the eyes. And many of his pictures are like, they're cropped poorly. They're lit poorly. There just needs to be more attention paid to what's going on here. His Instagram is largely just a chronicle of places he's been and there's some family stuff in it. There's some hockey stuff, as you might imagine, him being from Canada. Oh, I see the post you were talking about, September 18th. That one is like an airbrushed parasocial gaze, and those things on his, the tattoos are birds on his collarbones.
Oh, they're birds. I thought they were hands.
No. And it looks like he has something across one of his shoulders, too, that may be a number. I can't exactly see what that is. 1994. It's his birth year, I would imagine. I am going to go out 26. On a limb and say that this guy might be villainized.
He's got like villainy hair.
Exactly.
I don't know if that's a thing, but it's just like so gelled.
And it's...
And intense. He's got a very like fuckboy vibe.
The hairdo's an attention getter. We'll see. I could see him getting into a rivalry with somebody at the very least that they might turn into villainy.
Yeah, the Canadian thing, it's like, can Canadians be villains?
Anybody can. Good luck to you, Brennan Scanzano. Moving on. The next player on our list is Christian Smith. He is 26. He is from Newburyport, Massachusetts. He is a real estate agent / uncertified life coach. He comes into our beloved game with 2,779 followers. And... His Instagram is christian.smith17. His bio reads, professional optimist, uncertified life coach, real estate agent / investor. And we know that Christian Smith got a Rookie of the Year award for selling $10 million in real estate in his first year as an agent. So he is good at what he does.
Will he be the rookie of the bachelor year?
Well, I will just say this. People who are good at sales have incredibly good interpersonal skills, incredibly good manipulation skills, and that stuff plays very well in our beloved game. So I can see him at least being able to play the game extremely well.
I agree. He has sort of a similar hair to the last guy, but it's in a slightly less aggressive way.
Yeah, it's a little shorter on top. He's got 40
He's
posts.
He's got pics with his grandma, some... a little kid. He's been to Coachella. This photo of him at Coachella says, keep getting told I have a quote-unquote drinking problem. Not sure what they mean because I've got no problem drinking at all. It's lit.
There are pictures of him doing Tough Mudder obstacle courses. It's all muscles. There's a picture of him doing an MMA fight. So he has fought some kind of MMA.
Say.
This is from Crossface Productions.
He's been training.
This is not the UFC. This is an off-brand kind of like minor league thing, but he's got combat experience in a fucking ring.
Combat experience. There's a post of him at a Tough Mudder. He can be great at obstacle courses.
And he's got good salesmanship. I'm very optimistic about Christian Smith.
I mean, this April 28th post is like, it's good.
What is that one?
It's just a straight parasocial. He's got a drink and he's looking at camera, but he looks like...
oh, yeah, it's great. It's very candid. It's not well lit, but it doesn't have to be. This is an intimate shot giving you an idea of what it would be like to be sitting across the table from him, having a drink on your first date. This is a brilliant fucking post. Yeah. He's not like fantastic at social media by any means, but he's not terrible at it. It could use some polish.
No. I mean, he only has like two posts from the last 2 years. I think that frequency will start upping.
Yeah, he's definitely one to watch. Christian Smith. Moving on, the next player on our list is a man named Cody. Cody Mank. He's 28 years old, hails from San Diego, California. He's an account manager for Zippack, a tool-making company. He's got 9,578 followers coming into our beloved game. And he recently launched a record label with his friends that represents what? DJs and EDM artists. PP, if you're out there. This also is the guy who comes into our beloved game carrying a blow-up doll as his limo exit.
Oh.
His Instagram bio is public figure, so there's that.
He's almost in the 10K club. I think you gotta be in the 10K club to be a public figure. He's working out. He's got a tattoo sleeve. He's at music festivals. He's mostly alone in all of his images, which... you know, we see a lot of that from the top Instagram people. He's with some pups. I feel like he might be a questionable 4TWR. Are you here to promote your DJ business?
His second picture in is a parasocial gaze where he's covering half of his face with one hand, which has a ring on the ring finger and the pinky. And the caption reads, "Can you see me now?" I hate to say it. This could be a night one guy. I'm not sure. It's weird. He has 147 posts, and I don't get a strong vibe of who he is. I see all the weights and stuff, but
yeah,
I'm just like, who is this dude? There's nothing coming through the parasocial gaze.
I don't feel like he's a contender.
I don't either. There's just nothing here. No persona. Does look like maybe he played some sports at one point. maybe if he gets the chance to hit a group date, he'll be okay in an athletic endeavor. But good luck, Cody, with all things in life, including your upcoming appearance in our beloved game.
Next up, we have Connor Brennan. He is 29 from Columbia, Illinois. His Instagram is at Connor Falcon, CONNORFALCON. He has 1,713 followers. His Instagram says he is a math teacher, spin instructor, songwriter, dueling pianist.
And he's in Nashville now. So he's trying to do that. He's trying to get that music career started. Mm-hmm. Dueling pianist. I'm taking that to mean he works at a bar like...
with dueling pianos. I went to a bar like that in Nashville.
I went to a bar like that in San Antonio once. It was called Howl at the Moon.
Yeah, so we got another aspiring musician here.
First picture in his grid is Parasocial Gaze, but he's wearing sunglasses. And the caption says, "Hi, Happy Friday, the EP is here." Does he do a podcast? Oh, EP.
Mm.
It's an EP, an album.
Oh.
So he has some music out
there.
Yeah,
he has two songs on Spotify. He has a little bit of a Noah Erb vibe to me, sort of like a little sprightly character / Jed Wyatt. But he's doing like musical performances for his math class. He's also doing the spin. He's like a jack of all trades.
Here's a little music for you.
My heartbeat pounding in my ears. Gave up the ghost, buried the knife. The diagnostic interferes. I'm a rough draft brought to life. To life. Leave the kitchen light on. For the monsters in my mind, watch them bury me alive and leave. Pulse pounding in the hallway, the pitter patter of a haunted home. Catch a breath, a brush with death, I'm not alone.
So there's a little musical sampling from old Connor.
Is this man the cat taught limo exit? I think he might be.
I'm not sure. Possibly.
He's progressive. He's posting about a book, Treasuring My Transgender Child, in honor of Trans Awareness Week. Here's your monthly reminder that trans rights are human rights. If you don't support trans rights, you don't support my family. And my mom wrote a beautiful book about our story. Oh, this is his mom's book. We got another Blake Moynes situation. I can see him being like the class clown.
Yeah, he definitely has some stuff that points to that. One of his posts is about a My Chemical Romance cover joke thing they did. He's definitely in some tots in some of his pictures. He could be the cat tot guy.
Mm-hmm. I think he is.
Well, hopefully it launches his music career and his influencer career.
This episode is brought to you by HP Plus. In a world full of smart devices, shouldn't your printer be smart too? It is, with HP Plus. These printers know when they're running low, so you always get the ink you need delivered right when you need it. Plus, you save up to 50% on ink, so you can print whatever you want, as much as you want, anytime you want. Huh, that is pretty smart. Get 6 free months of instant ink when you choose HP Plus. Conditions apply. Visit hp.com/smart for details.
Life is full of things to manage. Your work, your family, your plans, and your treatment. Consider Kesimpta, ofatumumab 20 milligram injection. You can take it yourself from the comfort of home. If you're ready for something different, ask your healthcare provider about Kesimpta and check out the details at kesimpta.com. Brought to you by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation.
Moving on, the next player on our list is Connor Costello. He's 28 years old from Newport Beach, California. He's an ex-minor league baseball player. And Connor's coming into our beloved game with 3,146 Instagram followers.
He played baseball at Oklahoma State University as part of the Big 12, graduated with a degree in business management. His LinkedIn says he went on to become a professional LA Dodgers MLB pitcher for the 2016-2017 season. Now Connor works as an account manager for Apex Systems in Orange County, California, which, according to its website, is an IT platform using project teams for building enterprise-wide systems like internal enterprise programs. I don't know what any of that means. And his Instagram has a verse, Call 323. This passage from the Colossians, do you know this? Colossians reads, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters.
Well, I hate to break it to you, Connor Costello, but you're about to go into a game that has a bunch of human masters. So, his Instagram is... okay, there's a lot of pictures of him with like big groups of people. I never like to see that. There's a lot of pictures of baseball. It's almost entirely baseball.
Shit ton of baseball.
Very few parasocial gazes. It's mainly his entire baseball career. There's a bunch of pictures of him with dead ducks. He likes to kill ducks.
Good Christmas Eve hunt with the boys.
Yeah, just like how Jesus wanted.
Successful quail hunt this weekend, 40 plus. I guess that's, you have to kill at least 40 quail for it to be successful. Here he is on Halloween. Which one is he?
Yeah, it's rough to see the dead fucking just like, there's a pickup truck full literally of corpses.
Yeah, I don't think Thurston will like that. Oh, here's more dead ducks. Outshot my limit, but don't know why these people couldn't shoot anything. Little Christmas Eve hunt this morning. Oh, here's him with his hand in a giant fish. I mean, he does not appear to have done any Instagram scrub.
No. Nor do I
left
get...
left it all on the field.
I get no sense of who this man is, other than he kills ducks and played a lot of baseball. Those are the things that you really get from this. There's nothing else. Just loves mass murder of living creatures and playing the good Lord's game of baseball. I have no idea about this guy. I would say Katie Thurston is probably not a hunting enthusiast. I don't know for certain. But if that comes up, I think that's, you know, potentially a deal breaker, at least with first audience. I don't know what he's going to be able to do with third audience. Or second, for that matter. I bet he actually will have a pretty good second audience game because playing a team sport for that long, as you know, with a bunch of dudes, really, I think, prepares you to walk into this situation and just bro out with 30 other guys.
Oof. Here's a wedding pic. Had a blast celebrating with this couple, with these guys. Hashtag got your green card. Ugh. Well...
well, as with all players, good luck to you, Connor. We hope that this game treats you better than baseball did. Moving on. Our next player is David Scott. He's 28 years old from Nashville, Tennessee. He is a technical product specialist for a company called Dell. They make computers. He has 1,140 Instagram followers coming into our beloved game.
He has a sparse Instagram, only 17 posts, no bio. He seems to like base basketball. Got a couple basketball themed posts. He has a very kind look about him, I will say that.
Yeah, his Instagram's not great, but it presents a certain charm. There is something kind of intimate about it, and it's almost like an innocence. Like, I don't quite know how to use Instagram. Yes. It's, I mean, this has to have been a scrub, right? The first picture was from 2013. Yeah. Am I to really believe he's posting like a picture?
There's one post 2013, one post 2014, skips 2 years to 2016 with just one post.
Yeah, I think this was probably a deep scrub. Here he is in a wedding is one of the most recent posts. Here he's holding a beer. It's not good. This Instagram is not good. There's only a couple like parasocial gazes where you really get to see his face, where the picture's taken close enough, where the lighting is, even this like most recent picture. He's got a good parasocial gaze. It's just not highlighted in this.
I think he could do very well if he had a professional photographer.
Yeah.
Oh, but I think he can do well in this game too.
Yeah, I think he's going to crush
the
game.
There's something very like kind and gentle about him.
Yep.
I mean, maybe it's just because we're looking at this in comparison to all these like roided up nude dudes.
No, but there's something about the presentation of his Instagram as well that is like, I think he's going to come off extremely 4TRR. When these other guys are getting accused of like, he's got a record label where he's promoting DJs and that's the only reason he's on here. This guy, like, I don't think he's going to have any of that.
He's a technical product specialist for Dell. He's got like that tech.
Yeah, he's probably a little nerdy.
I don't even know what that is. Engineer, kind of like Ivan Hall. He had a tech job.
I don't know. I got a very strong feeling about this dude.
I'm excited to watch him. Yeah, I think I could see top six.
Me too. Well, good luck to you, David Scott.
Don't think you're going to need it, but I don't know why. He doesn't even have any videos.
It's his parasocial gaze. It's the way he's presented this Instagram. I get a lot of information out of this, and it is that he's a sincere person. That takes you very far in our beloved game.
Yeah.
Because almost no one is. You have to overcome that initial kind of like barrier of insincerity that's there on night one for everyone. Like, they'll all have that. They'll all be timid and insecure and like, what's going on? And they'll be, in many cases, for the first time, getting a taste of that third audience being like, okay, come in this room. You know what he said about you. He called you a piece of shit. What are you going to do about it? You should go out there and fight him. Like, this is going to be the first time many of these players are experiencing that. I think this guy, because he seems so sincere, will be able to cut through that and not really be affected by it.
Maybe a blandy limo exit or standy gentle one. He's not going to come out with like a Waboom t-shirt or something.
No, I agree.
Be a David.
Yeah, not at all.
Next up, we have Dennis Walega, who is 26 from Chicago, Illinois. And guess what this man's career is, Clues? I'll give you a hint. It's on his Instagram. Just do a little scroll.
I'm looking. I actually kind of like his Instagram. He's got a pretty good parasocial gaze.
Keep going. Go down to 2018.
Ho!
This man is a cop.
Yeah, I just came across the picture of the Tim and two cop buddies, arms around each other in front of a police car. Took 4 years at WIU, one internship with Naperville PD, three stepping stone jobs, two facefuls of pepper spray, 5 seconds of a taser, three whack months at the ISP Academy, and 14 weeks of field training to finally be let loose out onto the streets of Barrington Hills.
He's let loose, ladies and gentlemen.
He's loose. He's got a taser. I mean, what is this? They cast a fucking cop?
I mean, you know what that is.
In the year of our Lord 2021, and this guy has like a very kind of gentle, kind look to him? Is this some sort of big cops paying the show to have him on to rebrand cops?
What? You think this
I have conspiracy theories.
Yes, I understand. Yes. You very certainly do.
I mean, we haven't had a cop since what?
I don't know.
We've definitely had one, but mm-hmm. I think it's been many years. And especially to bring one out this year. Oh my
God. I don't think it has anything to do with the cops wanting to do it. This is just the show. This is the show being like, fuck you. We're putting a cop in the show now. 100%. This is to appeal to that same segment of the audience that wants Chris Harrison as host once again. His Instagram has 97 posts. They're not bad. He's got a decent parasocial gaze. He's got pictures with his family.
He looks like a wholesome Chicago man.
He's got a good smile. His Instagram could use some work. It's a little unpolished, but for what is clearly just an amateur Instagram, it's not bad at all.
Here he is. He has a crucifix necklace on his July 20, 2020 post. Oh, he's wearing that necklace a lot.
Good Christian cop. He's got some shirtless photos. He's doing some paintings. He's drinking some beers. He has just been pepper sprayed in one photo, which I assume is some kind of mandatory thing for his police training. He's got a few travel pictures. So we don't know what his personal relationship is with being a cop. Maybe it's a family thing. Maybe it's just something that he felt passionate about. But for whatever reason...
Maybe he quit this past year. We don't know.
Who knows? Maybe he'll become a cop influencer. I do find it interesting. Like, I don't really follow any cops on Instagram. And
one of my friends posts cop TikToks a lot. And there's a whole genre. And it's cringy.
Yeah.
It's very cringe. He also just kind of has a young vibe. He's 26. I don't see him being a serious contender.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very curious to see how that information comes out. If it does at all.
Well, here's the deal. It will come out and it's going to be featured and the producers are going to keep him around. I think cop is like, for many people, that's a fucking deal breaker. I think Katie Thurston seems like the type of person it might be a deal breaker for her. But the producers have put him in here for a reason, and it is to say that cops are okay. And so they are going to make sure that message gets promoted. So I believe that this guy is potentially round of six. I don't know that he makes it to hometowns, but I could see him making it to the round right before.
Ooh, here's a religious one. It's a picture of, I don't know, cop training or some Illinois State Police Academy. Okay, there's a tag. And it reads, Isaiah 6:8, and I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then said I, here I am, send me.
So he's a cop for Jesus.
This is going to be an interesting season. Who's next? We have Gabriel Everett. 35-year-old from Charlotte, North Carolina. This man appears to be a photographer / artist. His Instagram bio reads, loves ripening, with a little emoji of a camera and a tennis ball. He seems to be very into photography, reading, tennis, woodworking, and shirtless pics. Getting a little Brendan Marias vibe.
He's got 3,217 followers. I actually really like the Instagram. It's all photography for the most part. There's some candid stuff, but it's like all work that he's done. It's his photographs. There are kind of model-y pictures.
His Instagram is Gabriel Z. Everett, GABRIELZEVERETT. He has a link to his website.
Got some interesting picks. It is hard to get a sense of him, though, because he's not in many of these pictures. There are some of him with like a camera around his neck. Annalise Puccini has liked one of his photos, or several of his photos, so I guess he knows her.
In the mix.
I mean, he's a good photographer. I don't know much else about him. There's one selfie that he took of himself in the mirror. He's looking down at his phone. No parasocial gaze is offered. There's a picture of that it looks like he took of his own hands holding a camera and a cigarette. So he at least is conveying that he's a smoker if he's not actually one. No, I think he is. There he is with a cigarette in his mouth. He's got some boxing gloves in a picture. I don't know. I get no vibe about this guy from this, other than like, yep, he's a photographer.
He has pretty lengthy Instagram highlights. They're about photography. There's a lot of tennis stuff. A lot of books he's reading.
He's been doing some cupping, it looks like. Some cooking.
Do you feel like he is ripening?
Maybe.
What does loving ripening mean?
I'm not sure. This guy's a sensitive artist for sure. And I think that might work. I'm just gonna...
Yeah.
It's so hard. Like, I feel like this guy could be a night one guy. I feel like this guy could win the whole thing. I don't fucking know. It's so bizarre because I don't get a strong impression of what his personality is. But just from the things he's posting, the psychology behind whoever made this Instagram, I'm like, that could work extremely well.
Yeah, the book stuff, reading a lot, it feels like maybe he is well prepared. I mean, he's doing a career where more Instagram followers will help him a lot. So
let me just show you this. This is in his vibes, highlights. Now, there aren't a lot of pictures of him, but there's this one. Who's this remind you of?
Dale Moss.
Exactly.
He's doing the Dale Moss pose.
There's one picture where he's jumping up in the air and running with a football.
And he's at the gym, too.
Yeah, he's definitely at the gym, but he's not at the gym. He's not living there. He goes there to be fit, and that's all. I don't know. The more I'm looking at this guy, the more I'm like, this guy's fucking...
He can do it.
Yeah. I feel very strongly about this guy now.
He seems unattainable. That is the vibe I'm getting from the Instagram, and I think that might do well for him. I agree. Him coming in with an air of mystery.
Mm-hmm.
There's not bachelor people interacting with his shit so much. I mean, I guess you said Annalise liked one of them, but I feel like the bachelor people tend to comment on the front runners more, but, you know, maybe it'll be a dark horse. A la Bree Springs.
I can see him coming out of that car, that limousine, with a camera, taking her picture and saying, you got to come back, find me inside, and we can look at this picture that I took.
He could do a dynamic duo with, what's his face? Franco LaCosta?
That would be perfect. Franco, I love your work. Could you please teach me some things?
Yeah.
And then Franco dresses you in his clothing. You're wearing the shorts. Yes, he wears the shorts. And everything. Yeah. It'd be great. Our next player is Garrett Schwartz, 29 years old. He is from Salinas, California. He is an Adobe project manager. He has 1,206 followers and only 14 posts. Is this a deep scrub? The first one, maybe not. They are all from this year, and it started in February. So this man might have just made an Instagram account when he found out he was getting on the show.
Wait, was his oldest one?
February 2nd.
Oh my God. All right. The Michelle Young model is taking off. His bio just reads San Diego, California. He has 1,200 followers. Look. He has red hair, which statistically does not mean you will do well in this game. But there's something about him where I'm like, I feel like he could go the farthest of any red-haired person we've had.
So week two, you mean? Red hair out? For a brand new Instagram, though, it ain't bad. Got some parasocial gays, got some family stuff, hiking on a mountain, got his dog, holding up a snake that he found on the road, chilling with the boys, got his dog again.
He seems affable, seems to like golf, drinking beers.
Shirtless, jacked. Yeah, I get no sense of who this man is from this Instagram whatsoever.
By the way, he is not tagged in any photos by a real person. Except the last one. A golf birthday party.
I think this Instagram account is literally made for the show.
Brand new.
Well, we will see what Mr. Schwartz can do in this upcoming season. Will he be the first redhead to make it into deep gameplay? Coming up is our final player of this group. He is Greg Grippo. He is 27 years old from Edison, New Jersey. We don't know what Mr. Grippo does for a job. He has 2,308 followers.
Look, I have just seen one photo of this man, and he has an Instagram biopic with a llama-type creature in it with him. I feel like this man is a front runner just from the sole image of him.
He's got 37 posts. Some posts with the boys at a wedding, it looks like. I see the llama. He's got a pretty good parasocial gaze.
Wait, you can see his Instagram?
Yes, I can.
Oh, I can't.
Oh, I requested it. Way, way back, and I guess he must have said okay. Looks like he's from Rhode Island, maybe? Oh, Edison, New Jersey, but he spends a lot of time in Rhode Island. He's got a cute dog. He's got a nice family. He does some things out in a lake. He's got a bunch of, like, partying with the boys photos, but also a bunch of family photos. Oh, there's a picture of him. There's a good parasocial gaze. He's actually got a pretty good parasocial gaze. I got to give it to him. Got a lot of babies in his life. It looks like his sister had some kids, or a kid. He's at his sister's wedding. He's got nieces. He graduated from St. Michael's College. Looks like he played basketball.
Yeah.
At St. Michael's.
He was the captain of his college basketball team.
Yeah, I like this guy very much as well. It looks like he went full tot in a Halloween to be some heavy metal guy. A lot of basketball stuff. I'm getting a very strong vibe off this guy. I can see hometowns here. This family that he is showing us in these pictures is like, that dad looks funny as fuck. Get that dad
on TV.
His
brother and sister are both athletes. His dad looks funny. Show me pics through the Zoom.
Looks like he is confirmed Catholic as well. I don't know if that's going to help or hinder, but here's a picture from his Catholic days as a child.
Cute.
I think this is Grandpa. We can get him in the mix.
Oh my God. Grandpa looks fun.
Here's Dad.
Okay, yeah.
I get very strong, like, family is, he's got a big family. It looks like there's a lot of brothers, sisters, cousins, all that kind of stuff. It looks like they're very tight. I can just see the producers using what they've got here to maximum benefit. I don't know what his connection will be like in terms of a first audience game, but I think his third audience game is going to carry him to hometowns. That is my prediction. That is a top four, Greg Grippo.
This image of him in the gray coat is just like, he seems like a normal guy. He seems kind, but like fashion forward, like has some wherewithal about him. I don't know what it is. He's got it.
He seems a little bit more like real. Those other guys, I mean, many of the ones that we looked at are very Instagram-y. He's not. But he does have a good Instagram. I'm not saying that it's a bad one. It could use some polishing and stuff. But he's not like... His Instagram is kind of the opposite of a Dale Moss. He's not a professional model. He's not trying to be an influencer and be a host and all that kind of shit. And I think that's going to do very well on this season. I think the counter to Katie Thurston's influencer vibe will actually serve players very well this season. So if you have that, I think you'll be in good shape. And he does. But that is it. That is the first 17 players that we have to offer you. And next week, we're going to be doing the back half of them. So we will be making our predictions
issue our final four predictions, our next crown predictions, etc. I mean, I think Greg is going to be in my top four.
He's up there for me. I still think Moines is going to be up there for me.
David Scott, he's up there for me as well.
Yeah. But thank you all for going through these Instagram accounts with us. We hope this has been valuable information as we are approaching season 17 of The Bachelor. It's about to happen. We're weeks away. We're already doing the new players.
I mean, I can't wait to see some of this stuff play out. I mean, we have a cop. We have Clay Harbor's cousin.
The cop's going to be
very interesting.
What are
they going to do?
I don't know, but we're about to see. And as I said up top, next week we're going to do the rest of these players. The week after that, we're going to be going through everything you're going to need to know about night one, getting you prepared for the big premiere, which is going to be on June 7th and then June 8th. We will come back with what will be our first recap of season 17 of The Bachelorette. So fucking excited.
Yes.
And thank you all for joining us on these rides. As always, thanks for all the tids. And if you didn't check out our Patreon episode from yesterday, it is still available. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/GameOfRoses and you can listen to the full episode where we go through what really became the top like 15 babies in Bachelor Nation. These are all the kids from players who have the highest Instagram counts. And we talk about all the different spawn con they're doing and who their parents are and how they came to take whatever rank they have in the big baby chart of our beloved game.
And there were some surprises in there that we didn't see coming.
And we will be back in 48 short hours with This Week in Bachelor Nation. There's already insane things happening in the nation this week that we're going to be covering in Bachelor Nation News. Sweet Nums is partying in New York City with her son. We will be discussing that. So join us in a couple of days for that. And before we go, as always, what is the Dwab at?
It has been 6,994 days without an Asian bachelor. Praise be our beloved game.
Please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us. And then please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us. And then please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us. And then
creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in Three Body Problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver five times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the seven-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
We're almost through the second month of this year, but that doesn't mean that you should forget about those New Year's resolutions, your new goals, especially your skincare goals. Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results. And your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty. I've been using this stuff. Look at me. Look at my face, Pace Case.
You're glowing.
How young do I look? Tell me the number.
That's a Pace Case glow. You look like a little baby.
Thank you. That's the look I'm going for. And I put the stuff on at night, Dime's eye cream. And then they have a dewy day cream that I also use. And this is the result.
I've literally never used a moisturizer before. Mm-hmm. I've always had oily skin. But now it's getting to that time. And I made one of my New Year's resolutions to be to do my skincare routine. And I'm using the Dewy Day Cream in the morning. I keep it on the left. Using the Restorative Night Cream, I keep it on the right. It's bim, bam, boom. I know which one to use. And now my face is moisturized all the time. And it's so nice.
You look like a baby as well.
Thank you. I was waiting for it. A little slow. But this takes the guesswork out of the routine. So this is part of the work system, the two moisturizers. There's also a sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream. I can't wait to try that one as well. Dime has over 2 million happy customers and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars.
This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.